Anti-bribery and anti-corruption practices. As more countries strive to grow their exports, unfortunately, some have resorted to bribery in order to secure entry into the country of a new buyer. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines bribes as a gift, money, or a favor given by one person to another intending to influence the person's decision, judgment, or conduct. Offering or accepting bribes is illegal in most countries and a violation of the United Nations Global Compact. A complicating factor is that bribes are expected parts of business transactions in some cultures. Note that the definition refers to the 10th principle of the UN Global Compact, which states, businesses should work against corruption in all of its forms, including extortion and bribery. To combat bribery and the related corruption of officials, countries have formulated anti-bribery regulations, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as country regulations that penalize organizations that engage in bribery. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Anti-Bribery Convention requires countries to develop such regulations. The Anti-Bribery Convention, created by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, requires nations to charge penalties to organizations using bribery. It also instructs the governments of developed countries to no longer allow firms to deduct bribery as a business expense. As of 2024, it had 46 signatories, including all 38 OECD member countries. The United Kingdom enacted a Bribery Act in July 2011 that has provisions that are aligned with the OECD's anti-bribery requirements. It addresses bribes paid to foreign government officials, as well as bribes within the private sector. The Act makes it an offense to request, receive, or accept a bribe, also known as passive bribery, offer, promise, or give a bribe, also known as active bribery, fail to prevent a bribe by a commercial organization, bribe a foreign public official to obtain or retain business. If an individual is found guilty under this act, punishment can be severe, including unlimited fines or imprisonment. If a company is found guilty and it sells services or products to EU governments, it can be prohibited from competing for future public contracts in the EU. The 1977 U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act charges significant fines for companies using bribery as a means of securing foreign contracts. A 1990 amendment clarified that it addresses all levels of foreign officials, including trying to get reduced tariff rates or special treatment for customs entry. The FCPA specifies that no one acting on behalf of a firm or a subsidiary can provide indirect or direct payments or incentives in exchange for a foreign business contract. Fines for such offenses can be millions of dollars. Organizations need to enact policies that help guide staff in complying with the anti-bribery and anti-corruption laws in the jurisdictions that apply to the organization. For example, this can include specific advice on whether any gifts can be accepted, and if any are allowed, to provide examples of acceptable gifts. For example, low-value gifts such as a coffee cup or calendar may be acceptable. There should also be a method for whistleblowers to anonymously report suspected bribery or corruption.